then you whisper to your longest suffering friend, please lend me a few quid. Like a blown up balloon, you should never have eaten that greasy food. The doctor told you the chili was bad for your blood, and you're standing at the chemist in boots, coughing up your guts like you're at death's door. And all this for a packet of Dodos, and the assistant gives you a wink and you turn bright red. It's at times like this that you wish you were dead, and you take the whole packet and you feel like you drank a bottle of bleach, and you tell yourself never, never again, and not until next week anyway. And you were never one for holding drink, and you stagger off to the toilet and you throw up like it was Christmas, and you miss the bowl and you hit your shoes, and there's no paper towels. What else can go wrong with you? It's a choice between a cafe home and a packet of cigarettes, so you choose, and the money sticks in the machine, and the manager says, tough shit, drink up and leave. Beginning to feel okay, and the friends you gave it to were speaking to you again. And you find yourself having sex in the back of a car, and the girl underneath doesn't care who you are, and you're nearly there, and she still doesn't care, and her chewing gum is getting stuck in your hair, and there's something wrong, something that you forgot. Oh shit, you've forgotten the rubber, and you don't want a kid, well deny it was you. Oh Christ, if your dad finds out, then he'll make you stay in and do your homework and cut your hair and wear your school uniform out in the street. What a fate worse than death. Oh well, he can't hit you, you can hit him back and play your record so loud. All the ones that he especially hates, Deep Purple in Rock, Led Zeppelin too, well even you hate those. Well on second thought, I think I'll leave home and go and live in America, because they earn more money there, and you can get away.